You're listening to SBS News.
Every 8 weeks, Marissa Coniglione returns to hospital to get an intravenous infusion of drugs to keep the symptoms of her ulcerative colitis at bay. It's a disease she's lived with since she was 11 years old. And despite her bubbly, optimistic outlook, she says it's taken a toll.
I couldn't study what I wanted to do because I wasn't at school enough from my time off. I can't travel as much as I want to because it's always in the back of your mind if I'm going to get sick or a flare up.
She was hospitalised for a month in high school and she's concerned that one day the drugs will stop working and she'll face the prospect of having her bowel removed.
One of my biggest fears, every time I get a bit of tummy pain, it just comes to the front of my mind, like it would totally change my life if I had to have a colostomy bag.
The disease causes inflammation and ulcers in the large intestine, leading to severe pain and bloody diarrhea. And like the other most common inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's, it's a life-changing diagnosis. And it's one paediatric gastroenterologist, Dr. Ed Giles, has had to deliver all too often.
You know, many patients that I look after are affected when they're growing and developing. It can affect their puberty, affect their education, and potentially their future career prospects. And it's increasing all around the world for reasons that we don't fully understand.
He says the current treatments like steroids and drugs that target the immune system can have side effects and lose their effect over time. It's the long-term solution that Dr. Samuel Forster from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research is trying to develop. He's using microbiome-based medicine that, in layman's terms, uses good bacteria to fight the bad in the bowel.
It's just like picking up bacteria as you would in your daily life, but we're controlling which bacteria you're receiving in such a way that we reduce the chance of getting these flare events and all of the subsequent condition.
Inflammatory bowel disease affects about 130,000 Australians. It's incurable and its cause is still unknown. Dr. Forster hopes that by identifying the bacteria behind the symptoms, a safe, effective and targeted treatment for the disease can be developed.
What we're trying to do is say, actually, there's a specific bacterial composition that will be beneficial for this particular group of patients.
So patients like Marissa can live life to the fullest.
I'm super excited that one day IBD will be something that I don't have to think about. I'm so thankful for Ed and Sam doing all the research.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.